George, we haven't even talked about the attack aspect of some of the investigations that I've been on. We haven't even touched on that yet.
Well, you better start. What do you mean?
Okay, then you want me to tell you a little bit now?
Yep.
Okay, one of the more interesting... Now, when I first began this, I wasn't looking for any negative type of encounters. A guest you had on a couple weeks ago, I think it was Brad Steiker.
Yes.
He was talking about incubi and succubi type of investigations and things that he was familiar with. I was listening to that show, and I was shocked because this began four years ago. Our investigation into, and I'm only using those terms because that's the only thing I can associate with it that people will understand, is incubi or incubus or succubus kind of like investigations or behavior. And the group Paranormal Research Investigations, we do what's called paranormal crisis management. And what that is when people have situations that have become out of control, they don't know how to handle it, they have nowhere else to go, they give us a call. So usually it's always a crisis when people call us, and we go out and try to investigate the situation and try to help the person that is suffering or the victim. 4 years ago, it began where a woman in Tustin, California, called up our PRI phone and told us that she was being attacked by something. And it was, she called it some kind of shadow person. She thought of that because she said she saw shadows before, in the very beginning, before it actually began to assault her. We went out to the location, and when we got there, the first thing I did is, I noticed that she had a very congested, her place was a condominium, but it was extremely congested with all kinds of artwork and things like that. So I went around the house taking pictures and asking her questions. This was where it started really getting interesting. She started describing this thing becoming physical with her. And as she began to describe it, I started having visions or memories of what Dr. Barry Taft, his investigation that he did back in 1970 with the Doris Byther incident, which ended up becoming the movie The Entity.
Yes.
Okay, I started thinking about that, and there were certain questions that I wanted to ask her, but she's an 82-year-old woman, and how do you start asking her these type of things that, you know, are very, very, you know, very, very intense?
Very
and some
slowly.
Of them sexual. And then she said, I said, well, you know, before this happens, do you smell anything? And she said, I smell a rotten smell before it comes into my room. It's the most putrid smell I've ever encountered. And I thought immediately that's the same thing that happened in the Barry Taft investigation. And then I said, well, when it assaults you, you know, what exactly happens? And this is the way she described it, being an 82-year-old woman. She said, you know how a man makes love to you without the love? That's the way she described it. I thought, wow, that's fascinating. She said, and sometimes it bites me. And I thought, oh, my God, okay. I said, do you have any bite marks on you now? And she said, yeah, there's one on my inner thigh. And I had my camera up, and I was my video camera, and I said, well, can I see it? And she said, sure. So she pulls up her nightgown and shows me her inner thigh. And, George, I have to tell you, I was shocked because there on her inner thigh was an oval pattern of teeth marks and a deep, deep down bruise. And I said to her, now being neutral and being an investigator, the first thing I thought to myself, and I asked her, I said, do you wear dentures? Because in the nature of this business, George, there's going to be a certain percentage of people who call us that are going to be a little mental and unstable.
Sure, so you think you may be a little self-abuse
here? Yeah, that's just
here?
The nature of the game. You know, right. Not everybody, but that's the way
it is. That's a good question.
You know, so, and she said no, and I had her open her mouth, and I looked and made sure she didn't have dentures.
You checked to see if she had false teeth?
Well, it's an investigation. It's an investigation. She called us, and this is what we do, because, like I said, I'm not, you know, saying that she was mentally unstable or had any psychosis, but for me to actually know and be able to say, no, she does not, I have to be able to see that. And that's part of the investigation. So after that, what she did is she began to tell me what happens. And she said that this thing, first she smells this horrific smell, and then she feels this presence in her bedroom. She has a bathroom in her bedroom. And she says she feels this presence in the doorway in the bathroom. And then she actually feels it climb onto the bed and then attack her. She said that also, there were many people had come out there, other investigators and other people from her church, and they told her to put salt around her bed to protect her. Well, she said after she did that, the very next morning, I guess the thing or whatever it was, to show her that the salt had no effect on her, on it, what happened was the next morning she woke up and all the salt that was on the floor around her bed was in her bed and the sheets. She said many times that it would try to snatch the Bible out of her hand. Another time she was with her niece who had disturbed and woke them both up in the middle of the night. And in some cases it was very brutal.
Do you believe her?
Well, this is, you know, I can't say I believe her or disbelieve her. This is what I'm looking for when I go to these things. I'm looking for evidence. I'm looking for some type of something I can measure, something I can record on videotape, something I can take a photograph of, or something like that. So what I did is I took my digital still camera, and I went around the entire house taking approximately 56 photos of the entire house. It just so happened that out of those 56 photos, two of those pictures came out severely distorted. And those two photos just happened to be the doorway where she said this thing was standing. Those pictures are on the website, and anybody's welcome to go look at them. And if you look at the distortions in the photographs, you can see it's very abnormal and something that would be very, very difficult to produce unless you were Industrial Light Magic or something like that.
All right. Well, let's go to some of the phones. You ready?
Sure.
Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello. My name's Lucy. I'm calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hello, Lucy.
I wanted to ask your guest. I was physically attacked and bruised by a ghost, and the last story you told, basically, I was held down by what felt like a male. I couldn't see a thing. It was in a theater, and I heard rushing up the stairs. Next thing I know, something is launching itself at me, pinning me down. And it just felt like pure evil. I was actually filming a ghost investigation on Ghost Hunter X. Mm-hmm. It was basically, I was a skeptic, and mm-hmm. I was interested in ghost investigations. And I, let alone believing in ghosts, I had no idea that you could be physically attacked by something that you couldn't see.
Right.
It just felt pure evil is the only way I can describe it.
Right. I totally understand what you're saying. And I would believe, and this is what our mission is because I want to help as many people as I can. And I believe there's a lot of people like yourself, a lot of women and some men who are out there suffering in silence because you have no place to share this. You have no place to go because this is so extraordinary and so out of the norm that most people would not even believe you.
How would you categorize these spirits, Albert?
Well, I use the terminology of incubus-like or succubus-like encounters or entities. I can't say they're just like the Greek mythology because the Greek mythology says that they're demons, and I don't necessarily believe in demons. But I have to identify these type of this behavior based on something that people can understand, and that's why I use the term incubus.
Would you call them evil?
I would say definitely negative, and if evil fits, anything that would assault an innocent person and violate them in the way that these things, I mean, I'm on my fifth investigation currently, and we will be doing another on Wednesday. Anything that would do that, I'd say if there is anything evil, that would be about as close to it as it gets. Now, I want to share something with her, because this is what I found out that works about 75% of the time. I don't necessarily understand clearings, if you've ever heard of a clearing.
No.
But what we've done, clearing is like you go around the house and it's basically you're using sage and you're praying. Now, I do understand the power of prayer.
I have heard the phrase cleansing.
Okay.
So, okay.
The power of prayer is very, very important. Whatever other label you put on it, cleansing, clearing, whatever that is, I really believe that that does work because in the investigations that we've done, we've been able to help out of four investigations, we've been able to help three of the people. Sometimes we had to come back several times and do my intuitives, do a clearing, and it took three times on the woman who was 82 years old. But what she reported is that the actual attacks and things like that subsided and went away.